come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Turn with me to the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. I wish that I had some more of these young people, but I see nothing. I see nothing but young folk here today. Amen. If I get ready to speak directly to the youth, I will say this is our youth service on the first Sunday. Joshua, 24th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 14 all the way through verse 18. So if you have it, say, I have it. That wasn't enough people. I need a whole lot of folk. If you don't have it, and if you don't have a Bible, get next to somebody who has one, because I don't want you to think that this is in my Bible and it's not in yours. Amen. I said Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 14th verse. If you have it, say, I got it. That's getting better. Amen. I still hear some pages. Amen. Talking about Joshua. 24th chapter. Verse 14. Amen. Amen. All the way through verse 18. If you got it, say, I got it.
I got it.
That sounds like a quorum there. Amen. And this is what the word says. It says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. He said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 16 says, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and out, brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from among us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Yeah. Amen. I just want to just draw in from that familiar verse of scripture. Praise God. Verses 15, he said that if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. I want to talk just for a little while. Amen. I'm hoping that, I'm praying that this preacher man will stay down for a while. Amen. I want to talk on the thought of making the right choice. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you have to make the right choice. Amen. You see, God did not make us to be robots, praise God, without the power of self-determination. God made us free to choose our own way and our own destiny. Yeah. See, all of us rejoice in the privilege of choosing, praise God, for ourselves. We should be wise enough to recognize, praise God, that when we choose a certain road, praise God, we automatically choose the destination to which that road leads. I didn't get enough amens on that. I got to say that again. Is this mic on? Amen. Let me say that again. We should be wise enough to recognize that when we choose a certain road, that we automatically choose the destination to which that road leads. Amen. You see, life is filled with choices. Amen. It's filled with choices. We must choose, praise God, when to go to bed and when to get up. We must choose, praise God, when to eat and when not to eat. We must choose, praise God, what to wear and what not to wear. We must choose, praise God, where we're going to work and where we're going to go out and eat. There's some people trying to make a choice right now. Am I going to go to Ryan's? Am I going to go here? Am I going to go that? You see, that we got to make a choice, praise God. We have to choose, praise God, where we're going to work. Amen. And where we are going, whether or not we are going to work or whether or not we are going to not work. Amen. You see, we have to choose, praise God. And you see, I'm here to tell you today, I look at all of these young folk, praise God. And I'm here to let you know today that I am what I am because of a choice that I made early in my life. Amen. And I got to tell you now, some of those choices wasn't easy, praise God, and some of them wasn't that difficult. But I made some choices in my life that led me to the place that I am today. Amen. And certainly you are going to have to do the same thing. I can say, praise God, with certainty that the choices we make, praise God, today will have an impact on the destination to which the road leads us. And while we are young people, y'all know how I define young. Amen. I'm looking out there. I'm looking at all these young folk out there. I'd say I define young anybody that's younger than 80. Amen. I know this is youth day. Amen. So that means, let me look around. If I look around the place today, I believe, Sister Alvine, you're the only old person in here today. Amen. So, young people, praise God, need to recognize, praise God, the need to make a wise choice, because that wise choice is going to, and that wise choice could be the guidance that they're going to have, the education that they're going to have, the help that they're going to have that's going to make it possible, praise God, for them to lead and to live successful lives in this world. Amen. You see, the need for such guidance and leadership is one of the most important reasons why young people should become Christians. Amen. I'm going to say that again. For some reason, I don't know, is something wrong with this mic? I say for the need, praise God, the need for such guidance and leadership is one of the most important reasons why young people should become Christians and put their trust in their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, by becoming Christians, praise God, they can let the Holy Spirit, amen, guide them and lead them as they make the right choices that will determine their destination. Amen. You see, if you look at the background of this text, Joshua made a choice, praise God, when he was young boy.
Yeah.
Amen. When he was young, Joshua decided that he was going to stick to Moses, praise God,
yeah,
and that he was going to stick to God.
Yeah.
Amen. But now Joshua is writing this text after Joshua has become an old man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's become an old man. And guess what? Joshua began to tell the Israelites the whole story.
Yeah.
He told them, praise God, how the story from Israel's past, praise God, from Abraham all the way up to Egypt. And praise God, then he told a story from Egypt on into the promised land. Praise God. But when we get to our text, praise God, Joshua is now an old man.
Yeah.
Amen. Joshua knows that his time is short on this land. Amen. He's about to get ready to get out of here. And praise God. And just like anybody who's getting ready to get out of here, they want to leave some pearls of wisdom, praise God, for the folks that they're leaving behind. So Joshua here tells the people in verse 14, he said, praise God, I want you to fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity. Amen. I won't get into all of what that means, because if I did, I'll be here all night long.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't plan on being here, because I know those folks from Texas don't plan on being here all night.
Yeah.
Amen. He said to serve them in sincerity and in truth.
Yeah.
Praise God. And he said, praise God, for them to put away those gods. Amen. Which were that their fathers served. You know, their fathers served a whole bunch of gods. Amen. So what Joshua was trying to tell the children of Israel, praise God, I want you to put away those gods that your fathers served. And then I want you to look at verse 15. We're going to read that again. That's a powerful verse of scripture. Then he goes on to say, and if it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, praise God, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land we dwell at this time. But Joshua made a choice. Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. In other words, he made the right choice. Amen. And as we look at this text, praise God, let me tell you what that text does to us. Amen. That it appears to me that what Joshua is saying in this text, praise God, to the Israelites, praise God, that it's time for you to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. Amen. Can I make it clear as to why I think that's what he's saying? He said that Moses have taken you as far as God wanted Moses to take you. He said that I have taken you as far as I can take you. So now it's time for you to do something on your own. Now, how many, can I look at all of the parents out here today? Amen. I need it. If you're a parent, raise your hand. I want you to raise it up high. I got to take off my reading glasses so I can see. And that's a whole bunch of parents. Amen. Now you put them down. Amen. I want to say something to these young folk. Amen. Young folk. Amen. Parents, just like Joshua is trying to tell the children of Israel, it's time for you to do something. Praise God. Mama and daddy, amen, trying to tell you it's time for you to do something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mom and daddy say, I love you. Son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. But you're 35 years old. It's time, praise God, that you do something. That was Joshua was trying to say. I'm not going to preach about that. I just wanted to bring that out. I just did that to help somebody this morning. Amen. You see, it's time, praise God, that you do something on your own, praise God. And it looks like in our text, praise God, I want to share a few things with you when it comes talking about making, praise God, the